Now, my boy, let us go into the actual processes of transformation taking place in the evolutionary and involutionary movements of all these cosmic substances through just such apparatuses for serving the most great common cosmic Trogo Auto-Egocrat as your favorites are. In them, as in us, as well as in all cosmoses of our common megalocosmos, large or small, these transformations proceed strictly according to the two fundamental cosmic laws, the sacred Heptaparaparshanok and the sacred Triamazikamno. Before telling you how the cosmic substances entering into beings as their first being food are transformed in them for the purposes of the common cosmic Trogo auto-egocratic process, and also serve, provided the beings have a certain attitude toward this process, for the coding and perfecting of their own higher parts, you should bear in mind, for a clear representation of all this, that in our megalocosmos, from results issuing from every kind of Trogo auto-egocratic process, there are many hundreds of independent active elements having various specific subjective properties that take part in new formations. Wherever they may be, these many hundreds of active elements with various properties, issuing from the seven stopinders of the fundamental common cosmic sacred Heptaparaparshanok, are divided and localized, depending upon the stopinder from which they arose, into seven, what are called octapedatsian classes, according to their affinity of vibrations. And all definite concentrations of our megalocosmos, both large and small, are formed out of active elements belonging to these seven independent classes, having, as I've just said, their own subjective properties. These subjective properties, including what is called their proportionate force of vivifyingness, are determined first by the form of functioning of the fifth stopinder of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok that was flowing during their arising, and second, by the conditions in which those active elements, when formed, whether as the result of the conscious intention of some independent individual, or simply automatically owing to the second-order cosmic law named the attraction and fusion of similarities. Well, then, these hundreds of definite active elements belonging to the seven Octopatsanian classes, each having seven different subjective properties, among which the properties of vivifyingness and decomposition are of prime significance, compose in their totality the fundamental common cosmic ensemble Uazar, through which is actualized the most great cosmic Trogo Auto-Egocrat, that true savior from the law conformable action of the merciless Herapas. It's necessary to tell you also that in accordance with this second order cosmic law, the attraction and fusion of similarities, the first appearance of concentrations of every kind formed from the ether Krillno, present everywhere in the universe, proceeds in the following manner. If particles of ether Krillno, already present in the different spheres of all seven stopinders of the fundamental common cosmic ensemble Uazar, for some reason or other collide, they combine and give rise to all kinds of crystallizations that do not yet have any subjective properties. But if these combined particles of ether Krillno happen to fall into conditions where a process of Harnell-Miazanel is going on, They fuse with one another and, according to the nature of their vibrations, are transformed into active elements now having specific properties. Thereafter, if these active elements with their own specific subjective properties enter into other processes of Harnell, Mitzenel, under different conditions, they again fuse with each other according to the same law of affinity of vibrations, and thus acquiring new properties, are transformed into active elements of another Oktapnetsian class, and so on and so forth. That is why, in our megalocosmos, there are so many independent active elements with their different specific subjective properties. And if, now, my boy, you can fully grasp the stages of the processes of transformation of cosmic substances by means of beings' apparatuses, into which these substances enter as first being food, you will at the same time have an approximate understanding of everything relating to the chief particularities of the sacred law of Heptaparaparshanak, as well as the processes of evolution and involution of the higher being foods. When these evolving active elements in their returning ascent from the last stopender of the fundamental common cosmic sacred Heptaparaparshanak enter into the common presence of being apparatuses as their first being food, they begin, on entering the mouth itself, to be changed through the processes of the second order law of Harnell Mitzenel. That is, they mix and fuse according to affinity of vibrations with active elements that have already evolved in the presence of the beings and have acquired vibrations corresponding to the next stopender of the being Heptaparaparshanak. When they reach the stomach of the beings, they are transformed into specific active elements named being Protoheri, which correspond in their vibrations to the ascending fourth stopender of the fundamental sacred common cosmic Heptaparaparshanak. From there, this totality of active elements, whose center of gravity of vibrations is that of being Protoheri, gradually evolves. And again, thanks to the process of Harnell Mitzenel, acquires corresponding vibrations in what is called the duodenum, and is completely transformed, this time, into being Deuterocheri. Then, passing through the whole of what is called the intestinal tract, one part of these definite substances of the being Deuterocheri is used for the needs of the planetary body itself, as well as for the local Harnell Mitzenel, to which all newly entering food is subject. The other part, also by means of a process of Harnell Mitzenel of local character, continues its independent evolution and is ultimately transformed into the still higher specific substance called being Tritokahari. This totality of cosmic substances, temporarily crystallized in the common presence of the being's apparatuses, and corresponding in its vibrations to being Tritokahari, has as its principal place of concentration what is called the liver. It is just at this place of the being Ensembluazar that the lower bedelin of the sacred Heptaparaparshanak, called the mechano-coinciding bedelin, is located. And therefore, the substances of being Tritokahari cannot evolve further independently, solely by the process of Harnell Mitzenel. Indeed, because of the change in the general functioning of the primordial, sacred, common cosmic law of Heptaparaparshanak, this totality of substances named being Tritokahari can evolve further only with the help of forces coming from outside. So, If these substances of being trito acari do not receive any help from outside for their further evolution in the common presence of beings, then both this totality of substances and all those center of gravity substances of the being Ensemble-Azar, crystallized up to this stage, must always involve back again into those specific cosmic crystallizations from which they began their evolution. To provide this help from outside, great nature most wisely adapted the inner organization of beings in such a manner that the substances which had to enter into their common presence for the coating and feeding of their second being body, or Kesjan body, that is, the totality of cosmic substances your favorites call air, could at the same time serve as the outer help required for the evolution of the substances of the first being food. The active elements that compose this second being food, or air, enter the presence of beings through the nose, gradually evolving with the cooperation of various processes of Harnell, Miatzenel, of local character, are transformed into what are called the lungs, into proto-echeri, but this time into astralnonian proto-echeri. Then, the substances of this astralnomian proto-echeri, which enter into the presence of beings for their own evolutions, having in themselves, according to the sacred Heptapara Parshanak, the possibilities for evolving from their center of gravity solely by the process of Harnell-Miatznel, mix with the totality of substances of the first being food that have already evolved up to the third stopender of the sacred being Heptapara Parshanak, and evolving further with these substances of the first being food, they help them to pass through the lower mechano-coinciding medallion and be transformed into other specific substances named being tetarto-kahari, while the substance of the astralnonian proto-kahari themselves are transformed into astralnomian deutero-kahari. So, my boy, at this point I can give you one more illustration of the difference between auto-egocrat and trogo-auto-egocrat. That is, of the difference between the former auto-egocratic system of maintaining the existence of the Sun Absolute and the trogo-auto-egocratic system established at the creation of the megalocosmos. If the transformation of substances through being apparatuses were to proceed according to the law of the sacred Heptapara Parshanak, as it was before certain of its stopenders were modified, that is, as it functioned before the creation of our now existing megalocosmos, the cosmic substances composing the first being food, on entering such an apparatus cosmos, for the local process of evolution, would continue their ascent up to their complete transformation into specific higher active elements without any hindrance or any need of help coming from outside by the process of Harnell-Miatznel alone. But now, since the independent functioning of this primordial sacred law has been changed into a dependent one, the evolution and involution of substances through its changed stopenders must always be dependent upon extraneously caused manifestations coming from outside. In this case, the outer help for the complete transformation through beings of these cosmic crystallizations into higher crystallizations is the second being food, which has an entirely different origin and must actualize entirely different cosmic results. Sometime later, I will explain to you in detail how the transformation of the substances of the second and third being foods take place in beings. But meanwhile, note only that these higher cosmic substances are transformed according to exactly the same principles as the substances of the first being food. Now, we shall continue to investigate just how, according to the sacred Heptaparaparshanak, the transformation of the substances of their first being food proceeds in the presence of beings' apparatuses. As I have already said, the ordinary first being food is thus gradually transformed into specific substances called being tetartokahari, which, in your favorites, have as the central place of their concentration the two hemispheres of their head brain. One part of this being tetartokahari, localized in both hemispheres of their head brain, is utilized unchanged for the planetary body of the being. But the other part, having in itself all the possibilities for independent evolution, without help coming from outside, continues to evolve, and mixing again through the process of Harnell-Miatznel with previously formed higher substances already present in the beings, it is gradually transformed into still higher specific elements called being pento-echari. These substances have as their central place of their concentration in beings what is called the cyanurinam, which is also located in the head. Your favorites call this part of their planetary body the cerebellum. In accordance with the fifth deflection of the sacred Heptaparaparshanak, it is these very substances that are apt to produce in the manifestations of the common presence of three brain beings results diametrically opposite to each other. That is why, with respect to these being substances, the beings must always be very much on their guard in order to avoid undesirable consequences for their entire whole. From the cerebellum, one part of these specific substances is also utilized for the needs of the planetary body. But the other part, passing in a particular way through the nerve nodes of the spine and breast, is concentrated in the beings of the male sex in the testicles, and in the beings of the female sex in the ovaries, which are the places of concentration in the common presence of beings of being exiochari, which is for them their most sacred possession. Incidentally, bear in mind that the particular way I mentioned is called Ternulva. And it is only after this that the cosmic substances that enter beings' apparatuses for the purposes of evolution, that is, for the possibility of passing the lower nelin of the fundamental common cosmic exchange of substances, are transformed into that definite totality of cosmic substances whose production is the automatic justification of the sense and aim of the existence of all beings in general, and in particular of the contemporary three-brain beings breeding on the planet Earth. And everywhere in the universe, this totality of cosmic substances is called exiochari. So, my boy, this totality of common substances, named exiochari, resulting from the evolution of the first being food in these beings' apparatuses, corresponds in its vibrations to the last stopender of the being Heptaparaparshanak, and according to the property of this stopender, it enters the higher, intentionally actualizing Nelin of the law of Heptaparaparshanak. And in order to complete its transformation into new higher substances, and acquire vibrations corresponding to the next higher degree of vivifyingness, that is, corresponding to the fifth stopinder of the fundamental process of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok, it indispensably requires just that outside help, which can be obtained in the presence of three brain beings only through those factors mentioned by me more than once, and which are manifested in being Paktog duty. In other words, those factors which our common Father Creator Endlessness graciously designated as the means by which certain Tatarta-cosmoses, at the end of their service to the purposes of the common cosmic Iranumanamaj, could become helpers in the administration of the enlarging world. And as for these factors, which are the sole possible means for the assimilation of cosmic substances required for the coating and perfecting of the higher being bodies, today we call them conscious labors and intentional suffering. Here it might be worthwhile to note, and even to emphasize, that of all the specific cosmic substances that are formed and are always to be found in the common presence of your favorites, they know well only this being exiohary, which they call sperm, and even masterfully perform with it various kinds of their manipulations. And by this name sperm, they give importance to the totality of definite substances formed only in the presence of beings of the male sex, scorning and leaving nameless a similar totality of the end results of the substances arising in beings of the female sex. Well, then, ever since your favorites ceased to actualize being Paktog duty in their presence, this totality of substances, which is inevitably crystallized in the presence of all beings as the final result of the transformation of their first being food, no longer receiving, in accordance with the sacred Heptaparaparshanok, the outside help required for completing its evolution into other higher specific active elements, began to evolve backward toward those crystallizations from which its evolution began. From then on, such involutionary processes in the common presence of your favorites became factors engendering in them data for the arising of their innumerable illnesses, thus, on the one hand, breaking down their previously established essence individuality, and, on the other hand, shortening the general duration of their existence. Your favorites, the beings of the planet Earth, particularly those of the present time, no longer use these substances of being exiohari consciously, either for self-perfecting or for the reproduction of a new being similar to themselves. And so, these sacred cosmic substances either serve only for the purpose of the most great cosmic Trogo-Auto-Egocrat, without any participation of their own being consciousness and individual desire, or for the involuntary conception of a new being like themselves, who is for them an unhappy result of the fusion of those sacred substances of the two opposite sexes, representing two opposite forces of the sacred Triamasikamno. A fusion taking place during their satisfaction of that function, which, thanks to the inheritance from the ancient Romans, has become the chief vice of contemporary three-brain beings. I must remark, my boy, with sadness, that this depraved tendency, already firmly fixed in their common presence, is particularly, for your contemporary favorites, a means of automatically destroying, to their very root, even those impulses that on rare occasions cause the arising of manifestations worthy of three-brain beings, and evoke in them what is called the thirst for being. I repeat, my boy, not only have these favorites of yours, particularly the contemporary ones, ceased to make conscious use of these sacred substances, inevitably formed in them, for the coding and perfecting of their higher parts, and for the fulfillment of that being duty foreseen by nature, which consists in the continuation of their species. But when this latter does accidentally occur, they regard it as a great misfortune for themselves, because its consequences must, for a certain time, hinder the free gratification of the many and various vices fixed in their presence. And so, in consequence of this, particularly at the present time, they strive with their whole presence and by every means to prevent the actualization of this involuntary and accidental yet sacred manifestation foreseen by nature. In the last few centuries, there are a great many of them in whom data for all kinds of Hasnamusian properties were more strictly, strongly crystallized than in others, even became specialists in aiding the destruction of these unintentionally actualized sacred being fulfillments. And these specialists are called makers of angels. Yet, this being act, which your favorites have turned into their chief vice, is considered everywhere in our great universe by beings of all natures as the most sacred of all divine sacraments. Even many two-brained and one-brained beings of the planet Earth, such as the beings called hyenas, cats, wolves, lions, tigers, wild dogs, bigushis, frogs, and many others who in their law-conformable presence have no data at all for comparative logic, still continue, of course only instinctively, to sense this act as sacred and fulfill it only during those periods ordained by great nature for this holy sacrament. That is, chiefly during the period which is the beginning of a new cycle of that cosmic concentration on which they arise and exist, the period called by three-brain beings everywhere, the Dionysos of the holy sacrament of the great Saruazar, known on the planet, which interests you as the rites of spring.